Day two at WTM is going well, and let's jump in. So quick snapshot of myself. I'm from Maine on the East Coast in the U.S., and I got two little crazy kids, and my background's pretty different on the production side. I actually was a photographer for 20 years and have a background actually in wildlife management and sustainability, and really combined all these in starting GLP 10 years ago. So we're now celebrating our 10th anniversary, which is great. It's really a long time coming. So quick snapshot on us. We're a content marketing agency, full service. So we handle everything from the strategy, the storytelling, and then distributing the content out. We've won a lot of awards. Many of you, I see some familiar faces you've seen in adventure, in food travel. A lot of global partners. I think this is a really unique aspect of the work we do, is we're very strategic and really working with the travel supply chain, working with the inbounds, the outbounds, the agents, and whatnot, and everyone involved. We've really prided ourselves in becoming really a thought leader, really moving the needle and really talking about important issues, educating, capacity building, both on the destination side and on the consumer side. And then lastly, the storytelling. We're, you know, very mission-based, and sustainable tourism is at our core. Really, it's been our focus since the very beginning. So in the last 10 years, so over 40 countries we've been. We were just in Georgia about a month ago, and produced over 200 films now. And our model pretty much follows with every project we do. The strategy work, really laying that foundation, so important in working with a partner and a group of our partners. The storytelling, getting that, you know, high quality content out, and then the distribution. So today I'm just going to showcase, I only have about 15 minutes, so I'm going to showcase three simple case studies, really to talk about how the importance of marketing, strategic marketing, targeted marketing, can impact responsible, sustainable tourism. So important. And really, I think we've seen a lot of case studies and heard a lot about some of the issues I'm going to briefly talk about. But having that management plan and really letting marketing be such an influential driver. So targeting high-value, low-volume travelers. Well, we all know, you probably see that still destinations, even today, 2018, it's a little surprising. Volume is still a major priority. It really surprises me when I meet with a destination that really wants to do something unique and different, but they're still looking at, you know, we want 30 million, we want 35 million. Again, no disrespect, but ultimately we're seeing this impact of just focusing on growth. And, the money is not staying there. The environmental, the cultural impacts, and just knowing that the experiences is impacted when more people are going on a growth model. So really looking at a high-value customer, so people that are going to spend more money in a shorter time period and really have a positive impact locally, economically, and even socially. So one market could be the adventure travel market. So looking at North America, just as an example, surveying companies in North America, the high traveler, the high value traveler is spending close to $500 a day. 67% of their income is staying locally. And so really, and they're really looking for that unique cultural experience, experiential travel. And really that's playing a huge difference when you look at and compare it to mass tourism. So ultimately, it's going to minimize all the impacts socially, environmentally. So again, really just a different model, different approach. We've seen it in some countries like Botswana is very well known for being a very expensive place to go, but again, targeting a niche audience. So one example I'm going to show, this is a film we did last year and actually won a Magellan Award just this year. And it's a 5-minute film in full length. I'm just going to show you 1 minute just due to time. But this is really an example of targeting the luxury travel, the adventure travel, and the sustainable tourist. Sustainable tourism is a big initiative in Raja Ampat. Raja Ampat, for those, anyone been to Raja Ampat? Anyone? Okay. Well, it's in eastern Indonesia, just east of the Spice Islands. And we were there for about 6 days filming. And it's a whole archipelago, about 400 islands. Really a special area. I mean, there's no hotels there. We didn't see practically any tourists. So it's really one of those places that we experience and say, boy, protect this one, savor it, and develop it well. So this is just a quick 1 minute piece on the boats that are really embracing traditional Indonesian craftsmanship.
Thank you.
So again, the full film is 5 minutes. So again, I just wanted to show just a little snapshot. Again, the strategy here being targeting a high value client, in this case in North America. And just to show you some examples here, looking here on the distribution, some numbers, you know, going out 1.5 million reach, going out to agents, operators, earned media placements, really strategic partnerships that were developed, winning a major award. So again, that marketing played such an important role in how we got this story, this content, this trip out to the right audience. A second topic here, and we've all heard of it, we've experienced it tremendously, especially the last couple of years, over tourism. And one example, Machu Picchu, I bet a lot of you have been to Machu Picchu. It's pretty shocking when you think that back in 2012, there were over 1 million tourists a year going there. And that's 6 years, that's a long time ago. That comes out to about 5,000 tourists a day. When we were filming there, we got there at sunrise and it was already packed. We still had a great experience there, still, you know, very positive on it. But again, we all have experienced in some way or the other this impact, this pressure from too many tourists in an area. And so really, I think one of the points I wanted to bring up here, you know, you have the government role. You have to have a guide now when you go. You also are restricted to certain routes when you're going up to Machu Picchu. So there's more regulation, which helps. But I think more importantly, the point I want to throw out here is the role that the private sector can play, so important when you're looking at, and one of the topics here is dispersion, you know, really spreading people out to other areas. And so the example I'm going to show, again, this is also a 5-minute film, but I'm just going to show you a 1-minute trailer just on the region, on the area. We were there filming for 5-6 days total. We were on an actual guest trip, hiking up. It was over 15,000 feet. It was quite the, I think we hiked it twice because we had to carry up all our equipment, go back down, film them coming back up. One of the amazing experience, just experiencing this whole region. And the climax was Machu Picchu at the end. So again, still seeing this iconic location, but taking a different route in getting there. Very different experience going after the luxury, the adventure audience. So here again, just a short 1-minute film just on Salkantay Trek.
Salkantay, como una deidad, está conectada con Machu Picchu de manera muy estrecha. El estar ahí de por sí es, a veces uno no necesita decir palabras, es una cosa que te envuelve. Puedes oler, ver, sentir, pero describir así en su magnitud es difícil. Después de tanto cambio, finalmente uno llega a este maravilloso lugar, increíble, vivo, antiguo, extrañado, deseado lugar, ¿no? Que es Machu Picchu.
Sometimes for me, it's a little hard to show a 1-minute clip. I want to see the full version, but again, for time purposes. But again, it's a wonderful story to tell on an area. And I think more importantly for today, really looking how dispersion can really have a positive impact. And again, making sure you're targeting that right audience. We were targeting the North American adventure travel market, going very specific trade distribution and what we were trying to do in getting this content out to the right audience. Money is going to the local people. I mean, this has really been an amazing development, all these different routes. Yes, it is development, but in a way, it's good development because it's money staying local with the local people and helping develop their economy, sort of avoiding the brain drain, people leaving and going into Cusco or Lima. So keeping people local, creating jobs. So again, development, in my opinion, is going to happen. So why not have it happen in a more positive way? And one example of diversion is we're actually now working on a new project in northern Peru. So this area has never been promoted. And really, it'll be really exciting to really showcase a whole new region that has never really been told before. And just a lot of wonderful stories. And again, really spreading out the tourist market. Lastly, this is a fun new series of films we just produced out of Georgia. And this is really looking at emerging destinations. And Eastern Europe is really experiencing a boom, as many of you know. There's lots of regions, the Central Asia. It's really, this whole region is opening up to tourism, and I sort of have an optimistic view on it. And really, the reason is we've learned so much, they're learning so much about over-tourism, about some of the pressures, about some of the challenges in marketing correctly, smart tourism, and smart marketing, targeted marketing. And so they're really being able to reap the benefits of watching other destinations and seeing best practices and what they can do moving forward. And that's really the approach that we have when looking at these areas. But obviously the economic opportunities are huge with tourism, but there's a lot of education that's coming in that. A lot of capacity building and best practices, like I said, that are being absorbed. And ultimately though, marketing it more authentically, again, going after that correct audience, not going after necessarily mass tourism. You can do mass tourism in certain areas, and we saw that in a destination like Georgia. But again, I think overall, just being really smart in the audience you're trying to reach. So we produced a whole new series of content on Georgia. It was broken down into two categories. One was adventure, and then one was food and culture. And so now, we just launched the adventure film last week. So it's out there on our website and just being marketed actually to Europe. And the food travel is actually coming out this coming week. But this is just a 1-minute piece. We were there for about 9-10 days, had quite the adventure going east to west. Just a wonderful experience, really absorbing and soaking in an exciting emerging destination in Europe. And so here's a quick preview. And again, this is just a 1-minute piece on food in Georgia.
Georgian food has a unique flavor. Eating the food, you almost feel the whole history of the country.
Georgians were making wine 8,000 years ago.
We have something around 525 varieties.
In my opinion, Georgia is the capital of the world in terms of culture, hospitality, and tradition.
Me var bednieris adamiani, mitra me vaketsebi mas rasats chemi tnaqebi aketsebdan. Da chemi tnaqema shekhes ras saotsari simgreb.
I like this profession, it's mine. And I love seeing expression on people's eyes when they like something that I cook, and it's rewarding.
So again, this new food film, all these food films, social and longer, are coming out next week. So some final takeaways, and again, happy to open this up to general Q&A if you guys want. But and I think I've made these points as I've gone along. Make sure you target the right audience. Doesn't mean you can't target mass tourism. Just really make sure you go after that correct audience. How does that marketing strategy fit long term? I talked about dispersal, talked about off-season travel, you know, going not on the peak times, and these are things that are going on right now. And then lastly, you know, storytelling isn't the end all be all. It's one strategy, it's one initiative, but you know, it's really going to connect with people, engage with people. You want to target, and a lot of the strategy work we put in, if you want to target millennials, Generation Z, you can't promote it, you can't sell it. You got to engage with people authentically. You get them to watch something, experience something, and let them make the choice. Give the power into the consumer. That's always been our approach when working with a destination. Obviously, you got to have great stories to tell first, and that's, I think, the fun part. So that's my talk. Oh, happy to open it up for questions, or we got some time. So, but thank you. Yeah.
Hi. Just a question about types of storytelling and where it's going. I'm a travel YouTuber, and there's this big thing about vlogging, travel vlogging from a couple of years ago. Now that's starting. There's a bit of a downtrend on travel YouTuber, travel vlogging in its current form. I lean towards the more shorter form documentary storytelling, and I noticed that visual storytelling is always going to be there because it's absolutely gorgeous to look at. What's your opinion about documentary short form storytelling in the sort of bit greater context of digital marketing online for Instagram and YouTube at the moment?
Ironically, I got into this more as a photographer and more documentary. So that's exactly my path into this, more coming in and seeing you can produce really quality content, even though it's paid content, but it has a heartbeat, it has a pulse, it tells a story. and it's good content. So that's always been our strategy, my personal interest. I think there's a market for anything. I would say the vloggers market, I think that's only going to increase. I think it's everything now you're starting to see, even with influencers, for instance, everything needs to be quantified. I think some stability has to happen in certain markets. Everyone needs good content. There's a lot of UGC, you know, user-generated content. That has a market. You know, we see it. It's out there. So I think there's a market for anything. It really comes down to the content that needs to be produced, what a destination or a brand wants to do, their audience they're trying to reach. You know, so I mean, we could do various versions of what you saw today, briefly, those short clips, to target a different audience. So I wouldn't say vloggers are going anywhere. I think they're still there. I think there's a lot of value they create. We actually sometimes periodically bring a blogger with us, bring an influencer with us, depending on the project. So it really just, I think it just depends on the goals and objectives and who you're trying to reach. So I'd say keep doing what you're doing. Any other questions? And I'm here today and tomorrow, but I'm here right now, and we've got a panel coming up. But if there are no other questions, thanks a lot, and hope you enjoyed.